Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. This program is designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God.
So hey everybody, turn up your radio. Listen to your soul cry the question why song. Something you never seen before. So gather around, squeeze it tight, 'cause you're bound to hear a little truth tonight. 'Cause the love around here is bound to make it fall. Head over heels for heaven above.
Pastor Brian is currently teaching through the Gospel of John, where we've been focusing on the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. And as we continue on this subject of being born again, we'll be picking up in the second chapter of John as Pastor Brian takes us back to basics.
Now he says here, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. What does it mean, unless one is born of water and the Spirit? Well, the assumption, quite often, is that water is a reference to baptism. But that is an assumption that's not really based in Scripture. The Bible does not teach that regeneration or being born again is the result of baptism. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches that baptism is something that follows the new birth as a witness publicly to the fact that the new birth has occurred. But many people have mistakenly assumed that Jesus is teaching us that baptism is the means to conversion or to regeneration or to being born again. That is not the case at all. This idea is a dominant idea among many, but it's not really a biblical idea. Jesus is not talking about baptism here. Some say, no, he's not talking about baptism. He's actually referring to the natural birth process. The other possibility, the one that I think is actually the correct understanding, is that Jesus is speaking metaphorically of the Word in relation to regeneration. Now, it's interesting. Jesus said, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit. The Greek word for Spirit is translated three different ways in the New Testament. It's translated Spirit, it's translated breath, it's translated wind. It's all the same word. Jesus quite possibly could have been speaking metaphorically to Nicodemus. He might have actually meant to say, unless one is born of water and wind. Of course, getting Nicodemus to zero in and try to comprehend exactly what he's talking about. But I personally think that he is speaking metaphorically of the Word. And the reason I think that is because water is used metaphorically of the Word in other places in Scripture. In this very gospel, the 15th chapter, the 3rd verse, Jesus said to his followers, he said, you are clean because of the words that I have spoken to you. So he speaks of the Word as being that cleansing agent. And then the Apostle Paul, when he's writing to the Ephesians in the 5th chapter, the 26th verse, he referred to the washing of water by the Word. So we see that water is used as a metaphor of the Word. But then this term born again, it appears in 1 Peter 1:23 directly connected to the Word of God. Peter there says to the believers that you have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God that lives and abides forever. You see, the two components that bring about the new birth are the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And I believe that that is what Jesus is referring to here. Unless a man is born of the Word and the Spirit, and they work in unison with one another, the Spirit of God takes the Word of God, plants that within the heart, and the life of God is produced from that. So it's a combined effort between the Spirit of God and the Word of God. I believe that that is what Jesus is referring to here. So unless one is born of water and the Spirit, notice he says now he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So the new birth is necessary to have an experience of the kingdom of God here and now, to be able to perceive it, comprehend it, experience it in the here and now. But the new birth is also necessary for me to ultimately enter the kingdom of God. There's the question that often comes up these days regarding people who are not born again. Are they going to be in heaven? Jesus said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The answer is no. Now, for some people, that's harsh. Oh, I can't believe you would say that. But that's what the Lord said. Now, of course, we have to factor in that God is working in the world. He's working in the lives of people. He is seeking to bring people to the place where they would respond to his Spirit and they would be born again. But unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus went on and he said to Nicodemus, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." Nicodemus must have been visibly blown away by the things that Jesus was saying to him. He's not able to really grab hold of what Jesus is talking about. Jesus said, "Don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." He said, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." You see, there is a mystery here to some degree. This is a miraculous thing that Jesus is talking about. Nicodemus can't get his head around this because he's thinking in human terms. He says, "How can I get back into my mother's womb?" See, Nicodemus isn't comprehending the deep spiritual thing that Jesus was trying to get him to understand. He was thinking in human terms. He wasn't seeing the spiritual element of things. And isn't that the problem with so many people today? They only think in human terms. They only think in terms of what they can figure out or what they can understand or what they've seen. People say, "There's no such thing as miracles." "How do you know?" "I've never seen one." And that's the end of it. "I've never seen one, therefore it can't be." There are lots of things that cannot be seen that are. So Jesus is describing something here that has a mysterious element to it. He's describing a miracle. A miracle is what needs to take place for a man to get to heaven. Now, he speaks of the wind. Think of the wind. There's something mysterious about the wind. We can't handle it with our hands or see it with our eyes. We only hear, see, and feel its effects as it comes into contact with other things. You know, we sort of think that we see the wind, but if you stop and think about it, you realize, no, I really don't see the wind. I just see the effects of the wind. Jesus said, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. You see, there is a mysterious element to this. There's, of course, a miraculous thing that he's talking about here. And let me just encourage you, be careful to not put God in a box. You know, we can sort of think that we've got God figured out. And then we can start to say, well, this is what God does, and he does that too, but no, he doesn't do this over here. But inevitably, God will prove you wrong. Happens over and over and over again. So we've got to be careful. You know, we study the scriptures and we develop a systematic theology. And it's an airtight position. And we've got God completely figured out. We know just exactly how he does everything. You know what? Sooner or later, he'll blow that thing to bits. He's not going to be contained in that. There's a mysterious thing going on here. And when you talk about regeneration, when you talk about this new birth, when you hear the testimonies of people, I never cease to be amazed at hearing people's testimonies, at how they came to the Lord. And sometimes, quite honestly, I would think if somebody would have asked me in advance if a person could come to the Lord under these circumstances, I would have said, absolutely not. Never happened. And then I meet the person that it happened to. I think, wow, how do you explain that? A good friend of mine, his brother became a Christian by listening to a good, solid Bible teacher. Came into a community and was out working a labor job and got a hold of a radio and turned it on, and he heard this great Bible teacher, solid guy, preaching the word. He thought, this is interesting. This is intriguing. I've never heard anything like this before. And he kept listening. Finally said, I've got to go find this person. He went to their church. They gave an invitation. He received Christ. Went back and began to witness to his brother. His brother said, that's foolishness. I don't want to hear any of that. That's ridiculous. And the tension grew between them to the point where the brother said, I'm out of here. I don't want to hear anything you have to say about this God thing. I'm going to get as far away from you as I can. So he moved to another state. And while he was living in this other state, just out of curiosity, as he was flipping around on the TV, he came across Christian television. And he started watching a guy who, in my opinion, is a bona fide heretic. And he came to Christ by listening to this guy preach. I don't like that. Lord, that doesn't fit in my box. But it's a reality. He's saved. He's as saved as I am. Serving the Lord. You know, we have to be careful. Because the wind blows where it does. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. And so is everyone who's born of the Spirit. There's a mystery there. I have another friend who is in ministry today and is doing a fantastic job of pioneering a church in a very, very difficult city. And he was high on drugs. He was into all kinds of dark, metally kind of music and all of that. And one night, as they were all stoned and all standing around listening to some metal death kind of a band, and they were singing about death and the devil and all of that, and the lyrics of the particular song were something to the effect of giving your soul to the devil or something like that. I can't remember exactly what the words were. And as he's just, you know, he's high and he's caught up in this whole vibe, and he's singing these words. And as he sings those very words, all of a sudden, he's stricken in his heart with conviction. And he stops in his mind. He says, no, I don't want to give my life to the devil. No, that's not what I want to do. Jesus, save me. And the Lord saved him right on the spot. He was stoned. He was on drugs. You can't get saved while you're stoned. You got to get sober first. God was convicting, though. God was working. God was dealing with him. And he brought him around. And so we've got to be careful not to put these parameters on God, not to say, no, God, you can't do that. Because as I said, he will burst that. But I love the analogy that Jesus gives, this analogy of the wind. And there's something about that that's so exciting. Just as the wind comes, you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. The Spirit comes and He's moving and He's wanting to do something. And a lot of times we're stuck in our little routine. And it's because of my routine that the Spirit isn't able to really move like He would want to move. We need to come for worship congregationally. We all need to come having, yes, some order and some structure and all that, but at the same time, having a heart that would say, Lord, if you want to just alter things here a little bit, Lord, please feel free to do that. After all, we do say this is your church. We've got to beware of restricting the Spirit of God. So, the Spirit is like the wind. You can see the effects of the wind. You can see the effects of the Holy Spirit as He's moving upon people's lives. How do we know the Spirit of God is at work? There are going to be the fruits of the Spirit manifested. When a person is converted, when a person is regenerated, when a person comes into this born-again experience, it's a mystery as to how that all of a sudden happens, but the fact that it does happen, the reality that it has happened, is seen in a person's life. John tells us later in his first epistle certain evidences that one can look to know whether or not one has become born again. He said, for everyone who is born of God believes that Jesus is the Christ. So a person who's born again is a person who believes that Jesus is the Christ, a person who believes the biblical account of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Everyone who is born of God, John would also say, does not practice sin. This is another evidence, another fruit. A person who's born of God is no longer practicing sin. Now, there's a huge difference between practicing sin and committing sin. Those who practice sin, the rule of their life is sin. Those who commit sin, the exceptions in their life are sin. The one who is born of God is not practicing sin. The one who is born of God, John says, does righteousness. A person who is born of God is going to be living a righteous life, seeking to live a righteous life. Their life is going to be conforming to the biblical picture of what a Christian is to look like. Everyone who is born of God, John also said, loves the brethren. So that's one of the characteristics of those who are born of the Spirit. They love the children of God. And then finally he said, everyone who is born of God overcomes the world. So these are some of the characteristics. These are some of the things that we look for in our lives and we can look for in the lives of others to give that confidence and assurance that the new birth has genuinely taken place. Now, our final point is the absolute necessity of the new birth. Notice, Jesus said, you must be born again. It's not an optional thing. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Being born again is not for some people and then not for others. And we do have this misconception in the Christian community today when it comes to the idea of being born again. There are people who will actually tell you, I am a Christian, I'm just not a born again. But the reality is, you cannot even be a Christian apart from being born again. Being born again is what makes you a Christian. Having the life of God planted in your soul. Now remember, these words were spoken to Nicodemus. They were spoken directly to him, but they are applicable to all people for all time. The fact that they were spoken to a man like Nicodemus, it really proves that. You see, again, as was stated earlier, if Nicodemus needed something more than he had to get to heaven, where does that leave the rest of us? Here was a perfect specimen in many ways of a man. But that perfect specimen was not perfect enough for entrance into the kingdom. If that was the case with Nicodemus, where does that leave us? There's not the remotest possibility that we will enter the kingdom of heaven apart from the new birth that Jesus spoke of. Are you born again? That's the question. I assume that most of you are, but perhaps a few of you that maybe aren't. You know, you can be religious and not be born again. There are people that seem to be Christians. They go to church. They do the things to some extent that you expect Christians to do. But they've not been born again. That's the question. Are you born again? You know, in my life, I had a pre-conversion religious experience. There came a point in my life where I realized that my life was heading in the wrong direction. It was going down a dead-end street. I knew to some extent that God was the solution. And so I became religious. I went back to church after several years. Being a Catholic, I went to confession. I resumed receiving communion. I got involved in activity there at my church, in my community. I had a pre-conversion religious experience. And I tried my best to be a good man. But I found over and over again, I was failing. I was miserably failing. Sometimes I was condemned over it. Sometimes I was just hypocritical. And I'd heard about the born again thing, but I didn't need that. That's for lightweights. I'm a Catholic. That was my attitude to some extent. I came here a couple times. It's back in the 70s. And I'd hear Chuck preach, and I'd think, what does that guy know? He's not the Pope. I mean, I was I had this ingrained in me from my Irish Catholic father. And I was going to do it my way for God. Didn't need any of this, this stuff over here. I could do it. But after a while, it became clear I couldn't do it. It just wasn't working. And you know, one day, I was having a conversation with a friend who had become born again. And he simply asked me, when did you become born again? And those words pierced my heart like a sword. And I knew in that very instant that that was the issue that was standing between me and God. And that minute, I repented and I asked God to save me. And I said simply, Jesus, I want to be born again. And I was. That minute, that miracle took place. Are you born again? Have you renounced your goodness and any hope of saving yourself? Have you realized it's not a reformation I need? It's not some self-improvement I need. I need an entirely new life. That's what Jesus Christ came to offer us. And that's what he's talking about here. You must be born again.
And with those closing words by Pastor Brian, we come to realize that there's nothing we can do within ourselves to be born again, but rather it's a relinquishing of ourselves to Jesus and asking Him to become the Lord of our lives. Now, perhaps you missed a portion of today's message or would like to order a copy for a friend or a loved one. You can do so by simply calling us toll-free at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message called Jesus and Nicodemus. Or if you prefer, simply refer to it by resource number BT3224. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-733-6443. And for those of you that prefer to write, you can address your correspondence to Back to Basics, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And when writing or calling, be sure to ask for a free catalog of available resources from Back to Basics, and please include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. You're also invited to visit our website at backtobasicsradio.com, where you can listen to archived messages by Pastor Brian, or subscribe to our podcasts and vodcasts. Once again, that's backtobasicsradio.com.
So turn up your radio.
Back to Basics is sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.